In the Mus'haf of Riwayat Hafs an Asim, Surah Al-Fatiha looks like this, with 7 ayat and the Bismillah as the first ayah. But if you open a Mus'haf of a different riwayah, let's say Warsh an Nafi', you will see that it is also 7 ayat, but Al-Bismillah is not part of it, and that as you can see, the last sentence is actually two separate ayat. So how is this possible? And is Bismillah an ayah or is it not? Well, it is a fact that Surah Al-Fatiha is made up of 7 ayat. There is unanimous agreement on that. It is something that Allah has mentioned explicitly in Surah Al-Hijr.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ
And المفسرون, or interpreters of the Qur'an, confirm that السَّبْعُ الْمَثَانِي is indeed Surah Al-Fatiha of 7 ayat, the greatest surah of the Qur'an. However, scholars have two views on whether Al-Basmala is part of Al-Fatiha or not. Some say it is not part of Al-Fatiha, and that the surah starts with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And others say that the surah actually starts at Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So which opinion is the right one? And more importantly, if one of these opinions is indeed correct, would the other one then be changing the Qur'an, since you would be including or removing something from the Qur'an? So how can this be possible? Well, to understand the situation well, we first need to establish two very important facts about the Qur'an. The first one is that Al-Basmala, which is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, is itself a separate ayah in the Qur'an. It is an ayah that was revealed to the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, along with Surah Al-Kawthar. This ayah occurs at the beginning of each surah, and it separates each surah from the next, except for Surah At-Tawbah, where we may not start with Al-Basmala. This also confirms that Al-Basmala is an ayah that does not occur at the beginning of Surah At-Tawbah. That's why it is not there. So those who included Al-Basmala in Al-Fatiha did not add anything to the Qur'an, since Al-Basmala is already an ayah of the Qur'an, and each surah starts with it. And those who did not include Al-Basmala in Al-Fatiha did not remove an ayah from the Qur'an, since all surahs start with Al-Basmala in any case. So all scholars unanimously agree on the fact that we read Al-Basmala before Al-Fatiha. It is only a matter of giving it a number or not. And this takes us to the second fact, which is that the ayat of the Qur'an were not revealed with their numbers. It is true that for some surahs, we know the total number of ayat, like Al-Fatiha being 7 and Al-Mulk being 30 ayat. But this doesn't specify how the ayat are divided within the surah, except for the cases in which the Prophet explicitly expressed that this is the beginning and an end of the ayah, which doesn't apply to every single ayah in the Qur'an. So how did the Sahaba know where an ayah ends? Well, the Sahaba learned where an ayah ends when the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, would stop at the end of each ayah, when he recited the Qur'an. And since there are certain instances where the Prophet, peace be upon him, one time stopped and one time would keep on reading, the Qurra of the Qur'an would learn that it could be both. So in most cases, the Qurra of the Qur'an separated the ayat based on how the Prophet, peace be upon him, recited the Qur'an. That's why you will see that Surah Al-Baqarah is 285 ayat according to the qira'ah of Qalun, but it is 286 ayat in the riwayah of Hafs an Asim. This doesn't mean that there is an ayah missing in Qalun, or that there is something extra or different mentioned in the riwayah of Hafs. Of course not. Both have the exact same number of words, and there is no ayah missing whatsoever. It is just that Hafs considers the separated letters at the beginning of the surah as a separate ayah, but others do not. So the content remains exactly the same. Nothing added and nothing is removed. So, back to Al-Fatiha. Whether Al-Basmala is part of Al-Fatiha or not, Al-Basmala as well as Al-Fatiha are Qur'an that were revealed to the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. Now, let us understand why certain scholars think Al-Basmala is not part of Al-Fatiha and why others think otherwise. Well, the group of scholars who do not consider Al-Basmala to be part of Al-Fatiha refer to an authentic hadithun Qudsi in which the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, reported the following on Allah, may he be exalted. I have divided the prayer into two halves between me and my servant, and my servant will receive what he asks. When the servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the universe, Allah the Most High says, my servant has praised me. And then the rest of the hadith continues. This part of the hadith shows that if Al-Fatiha started with Al-Basmala, then Allah would have started with Al-Basmala. But instead, Allah started with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen as the first ayah of Al-Fatiha, which is a clear indication that Al-Fatiha starts at that ayah. But as for the second opinion, they refer to several ahadith where the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, would recite Al-Basmala before Al-Fatiha, and that in certain occasions, in his prayer, he would recite Al-Basmala out loud before reciting Al-Fatiha. But he didn't always do this. So, which one of these two opinions are correct, or which one should we follow? Well, following either of them should be equally good, because at the end of the day, you will recite exactly the same words. Whether you consider Basmala to be part of Al-Fatiha or not, we recite Al-Basmala at the beginning of every surah regardless. But the most important thing is that when in prayer, you have to make sure that you have recited Al-Basmala silently before you start reciting Al-Fatiha. And in this way, you make sure that you have recited the entire surah and that you have followed the sunnah of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. It is true that the first opinion is approved by the majority of scholars, but the other opinion is also supported by many respected scholars. And at the end of the day, the most important fact that you have to be sure of is that all these scholars have unanimously agreed that we have to recite Al-Basmala before Al-Fatiha, especially when in prayer. Finally, if you want to learn more detailed information about this topic, then don't forget to check the ahadith and the sources that I used in this lesson in the description of this lesson. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.